This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Denver grand jury has indicted a dozen people on organized crime charges. Authorities say the suspects laundered money, stole vehicles, and used stolen identities to support their meth addictions. While none are related, the group's leader called herself Street Mom and allegedly threatened members if they tried to leave, quote, the family. Retail businesses in Colorado had a good October. But CPR's Ben Marcus reports it might be short-lived.
Because it was still early in the third wave of COVID, it wasn't until November that officials shut down in-person dining in much of Colorado and ramped up their messages to stay home. Still, October saw the most retail sales growth since the pandemic began, up 4% over October of last year, and double the sales growth from September, as Coloradans returned to something like their normal spending. November's retail data isn't out yet, but traffic data from Denver showed a significant decrease even before officials rolled out new COVID restrictions, and that indicates that consumer activity could likely be down. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Parts of western Colorado are under a winter weather advisory until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. The alert covers the Elkhead and Park Mountains, as well as the Gore and Elk Mountains and Central Mountain Valleys. That includes areas around Vail and Aspen. Some areas may see up to a foot of snow, with higher amounts possible. 29 in Denver, 38 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.